We are considering one bill today, and so I'm going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 355 and ask our staff to describe the bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 355 requires that certain stores require identification of individuals from whom stores purchase goods. It requires those stores to keep specified information about each purchase of used goods. It makes failure to require identification and keep records subject to a maximum fine of $300. And it also specifies that state law does not preempt local ordinances regulating activities of certain stores that buy used goods from individuals for resale. And you also have attached to your packet a dash A3 amendment. And this amendment would replace the original contents of the bill and state that a local government may not adopt or enforce a local requirement for the disclosure or display of information on a label for a food product sold in a retail transaction.
Thank you. We'll call Joe Gillum of the grocers.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Joe Gilliam with the Oregon Grocery Association, representing retailers, wholesalers, and suppliers in the grocery industry. The amendments you have before you are a pared-down version of House Bill 2957, only really including Section 1. The words are slightly different than the original bill in that LC changed the words from impose to adopt or enforce. They thought that was clear language. But what it does is says we have two concerns about local labeling laws. One is food safety, that anything on the label should go through a evaluation by a qualified agency, and local counties and cities don't have that kind of expertise nor the resources to put forward to develop the expertise by city and by county. The Oregon Department of Ag does have those kinds of people and expertise to do it. So there's an issue that if a label is put on at a local level, whether it's accurate or not, or has meaning to the consumer. The second issue is as you divide out and do local labeling laws, it makes distribution almost impossible, and those products would be taken off the shelf because you can't just do a delivery for a Westland labeling and a Ashland labeling and such like that. And it really needs to be at the minimum a state level requirement on labeling.
So, Joe, how would your industry handle a local government that did that in terms of the labeling problem? Would there be certain products that then wouldn't go to that locality?
There would be a real problem with product delivery in those areas, particularly the smaller the location, because for national foods, we're really on a national food distribution system. So you have two things that will affect. The national food distribution system is not going to print up labels for Westland. I'm picking on Westland because I used to live there, but they're not going to do that. And so those products, a lot of people are going to just remove their products from the shelves. The reverse happens for Oregon products who have labels and maybe they're producing in a locale and they have to put a label on their product and send it around the state, and the label may be inaccurate or useless to the consumer, but someone felt they wanted the labeling. Now their product's at a disadvantage because it has a label that may turn the consumer off. So it's not just going outside of Oregon, just could be outside their jurisdiction.
Questions? Representative Merkley.
Thank you. Mr. Gillian, the original House Bill 2957 laid out a set of standards by which a local governmental unit could determine if it put labeling on, and including that the issue was recognized and endorsed by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, that the labeling provides health and nutritional information that would benefit consumers, and related to the cost issue you raised, is the most cost-effective method of educating consumers. I testified on the House floor in favor of that particular construction.
It was eloquent.
Why won't that, is that something you would entertain at this point to consider doing it in that fashion and preserve kind of the local option but address the issues of health, safety, and cost?
Madam Chair, Representative Merkley, our problem with that is the LC came back and said, essentially, you can't compel local jurisdictions to get FDA approval, and that language is actually unworkable, and that's why we ended up with 2957A, 2957A, they said we can't compel them to do that, and so we had to get pull that language out.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Unfortunately, I like the standards in the bill to explain what we're doing, and it just didn't seem to pass muster.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Joe, Representative Girard and I were just comparing House Bill 2957 with this Senate bill. It looks like the main difference is this bill is dealing, it says relating to retail transactions, and the other one said relating to food labeling. And would the retail transactions encompass, I mean, I assume most food you buy it in a store, but you could also buy it in a bar, or you could buy it in a restaurant if it was packaged food. It would be any place that food products were.
Madam Chair, Representative Rosenbaum, that would be those are considered retail transactions. We asked that question. You know,
I guess that was really my question: is what is the definition of a retail transaction?
When we asked that question, Representative Rosenbaum, Madam Chair, the answer was it would encompass all those. It's not just a retail store as we think about it. You know, going into a retail grocery store, but it would be a retail purchase at a restaurant or wherever you might purchase the food as a retail customer.
Follow-up. So would it apply to the state fair and every place where there's money exchanged for food?
To the customer, yes. You wouldn't be able to say the state fair has to label their curly fries. I'm picking one, okay. Stay away from the curly fries. They couldn't be required to label the curly fries at the state fair. As you put it out there, from a local perspective. Now, if the state said you got to label your curly fries wherever you go, the state could still do that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Questions, Representative Merkley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I picture that a local jurisdiction that implemented such a provision, a labeling provision that caused havoc within the local jurisdiction because people couldn't get products or they could only get them at a higher price or so on and so forth, would quickly see the error of their ways, if you will. Why do we need to do this? Has there been a proposal that passed and created havoc that's remained in place, or is there a pending one, or what's the driving compelling force that can't be handled by the local jurisdiction just responding to the fact that something doesn't work when they try it?
Madam Chair, Representative Merkley, there has been attempts to put these on the initiative ballots. One particularly was in Portland. The label they were requiring in Portland had to do with genetically modified foods, but it didn't give any information to the consumer of what that meant. And basically, because it's not going through an approval process of an agency with health expertise and food safety expertise, it could say anything and mean nothing, or worse, be inaccurate. And in food distribution, that is a costly, you know, very, very costly. Products may not return to the shelf because they may, once you take them off, you may just pull them out of your distribution system. So it's really very important from a food accuracy, if you will, you know, safety and accuracy, to have as broad a system as you can that applies to the most people as possible. Federal is the best when you go through the FDA, do the studies, get the approval, and then because our distribution system works that way. And it really does not work well at the local level and can really put bad information on the shelf, which is a very bad thing.
Representative.
Consumer. Thank you. Joe, I think that the bigger issue, and I appreciate you, your diligence, that hopefully the day before Sonny died, to come forward with this. I think that in response to Representative Merkley's question, that the bigger picture is that these localities, these small mom and pop, my father worked in one for 27 years, it could potentially drive them out of business, because if they're not able to carry these sorts of things as a result of these local regulations, they're not going to have customers. So I, from a consumer standpoint, I thank you for coming forward with this, and I'm more than happy to support it.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're in work session.
Madam Chair.
Representative Kitts.
I would move Senate Bill 355A.
Right.
A3. I'm sorry?
The amendment.
The A3 amendment, right, into Senate Bill 355.
Representative Kitts moves the A3 amendment into Senate Bill 555. Is there discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Kitts.
Madam Chair. I would move Senate Bill 355A as amended to the floor. with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Kitts moves Senate Bill 355A3 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Merkley.
Madam Chair, I think the arguments presented are substantial regarding the costs and regarding the health information, but to me they're substantial but not compelling. This covers not only health and nutrition, but for example, the way this is written right now, it also covers whether something is locally grown. It's a discussion I've had with many of my colleagues about trying to encourage locally grown products. We passed recently some language encouraging, I think they're coupons of some sort that people can use in a hunger situation to purchase locally grown produce, and then you need to be able to label those as locally grown produce. And I also see local government as a factory of an invention, as a force that creates ideas and considers ideas that are harder to consider on a broader scale until they've been tested somewhere locally. And in that sense, I feel like if a local county or city adopts something that hurts the local county or city, the people representing that local county and city are going to be very quick to reverse it. And I think that's why we haven't seen hardly that there's been presented the possibility of such measures, but my impression is that there hasn't been the reality of such measures because of the wisdom of local leaders. So those are the reasons that I'll be voting no on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kitts.
I would echo some of the sentiments of my good friend and colleague. However, I would hope that this body would not have to wait until something bad happened before it took action. So I will be voting yes and think this is good foresight.
Other discussion? Well, I guess I would just say, committee, you know, I have great faith in the legislative process, even though when you get to the end of it, sometimes we do have a little angst. But, you know, we have a lot of people come and testify. We have a lot of discussion in both houses. My concern would be that this would bypass that. I feel like local people can still label their produce as local if they want to do that. There's nothing to keep them from doing that. So I would urge your aye vote, and the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Votes aye. Motion carries. And House Senate Bill 355 goes to the floor. And we will have a carrier of Representative Kitts. Would you like to carry it?
I thought you were looking at me. I'm happy to carry it. Keep it away from Representative Murphy.
Okay.
I get to stand in the bar.